Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brook, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Each Sunday, I'm so pleased and blessed to be able to present a short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing or your daytime energy level. Today is June 26, 2011. Thank you for joining me. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, just sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click the listen button on the Blog Talk Radio computer widget. If you can't stay for the length of this program or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or audio player. It is best not to drive while listening. Today we are going to be talking about the importance of water in our lives, in our bodies, in the environment. We've had some natural disasters occur, nuclear meltdown and leaking into the oceans. And we're learning that there are many more of these subtle occurrences of leaking radiation. Therefore, it is imperative that we take action both on the physical plane and on the spiritual level. That's why we're going to go ahead with some imagery, guided imagery, and breathing meditation on healing the planet. As Dr. Emoto has shown through his incredible photography and changes that occur at the crystalline level of the water molecules. People ask me again and again why I do these meditations. What is the benefit? What do I gain? The answer is twofold. First, I'm giving to others. Second, I'm reaching within myself in order to renew my own practice and storehouse of energy. I know this is good. Whether I see the benefit this day or the next, the results may be far in the distance. And so I encourage everyone to practice today for some unseen benefits and gain in the future. Always practice, 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 as all my teachers would say. There is no other way to make it your own. Modern physics acknowledges that the universe depends on a higher consciousness that continuously creates, sustains, and coordinates all the material and energy in the universe. Tonight's meditation, Quenching Our Thirst, our thirst for knowledge, wisdom, material things, water, drink, understanding, and feeling satisfied when we do quench our thirst. Just as we must have air to breathe, we must also have water to sustain life. Thirst is synonymous with life, eternal life, having enough, our desire, fluidity, coolness, washing, soothing, drinking, nourishing. And that is why, as I mentioned, I was saddened when I read about the radiation taint seeping into the waterways and seas around the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan. It is not a localized sickness. It runs deep into the aquifer. Perhaps our intentions and prayers may turn this around. And we can imagine now, let's continue with the setup that we do each week. And that tells us that clinical evidence shows that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. Researchers have monitored brain activity during these types of imagery exercises. They found that the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, blood pressure, and much, much more. We know that medical experts say that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of the disease, and therefore we must reduce the stress through conscious and the conscious breathing and awareness that we do with guided imagery. Taking a deep breath in, becoming very aware of your body, exhale deeply and fully, and do that one more time, breathing in deeply, holding it for a moment, and exhale. Notice how your body feels. If you haven't already, you may close your eyes as we continue with the meditation. In the background, imagine the sounds of the ocean, the waves, the wind, the sun shines only by day, and the wind does not always blow. The water in the ocean flows constantly. This is energy. The water in our body flows and circulates to reach every part of our extremities, every cell, tissue, and organ. It bathes the cells, bringing nutrients and taking away waste. It's just as if there is a water cycle within us, each and every one of us. And just imagine that now. Imagine feeling nurtured and soothed, refreshed, which is what the water will do. Water is similar to the physical water, is a parallel to physical, spiritual abundance that flows into the world. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The world will be filled with knowledge of God, like waters cover the sea." In our era, we know that there is a redemption to come in the future. At the moment, there may be a spiritual drought. The prophet Amos says, "Days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine for bread and not a thirst for water, but to hear the words of God." Spiritual thirst that many are experiencing today is a direct parallel to the lack of fresh water and the desertification that is coming across the earth. Like rainwater, spirit comes from a higher place down to a lower place, unchanged, undiluted, uncompromised, pure. Imagine this mist of water, not a torrent, but just enough to wet the earth as needed. This little taste of heaven here on earth, as if you had been living in a famine, a drought, and this water is quenching your thirst, touching your lips. We are being nurtured and cared for day by day. May all those who are thirsty go to the water. Spiritual thirst will be satisfied by his words for peace, resolution, compassion, love, and giving. As it is said, do not do unto others as you would not have done unto you. This will hasten the days of peace, when there will be abundant flow of water, both physical and spiritual. We will continue with this imagery, the meditation on the waves, basically breathing in healing and awareness. I'm hoping that everyone is in a quiet space now, internally, quieting their thoughts, quieting the body, sitting quietly with your eyes closed. Let your back lengthen and widen out as you delicately release any tightness or tension in the back of your neck. Continue breathing smoothly, rhythmically, evenly, and deeply as we listen to the sound of ocean waves. Fill your body with your awareness. Deepen your breath. Notice that as you shift your attention to your breath, even your posture begins to change without giving any instructions. Become aware of the natural relationship between your breath and the movement of your spine. Continue and observe. Notice that as you inhale and fill your upper chest first, your spine naturally lengthens and extends. It rises and expands as you breathe in slowly and easily. When you exhale, your spine softens, moving back into the center of your body, as your lower back rounds out. Continue breathing evenly and rhythmically, relaxing more and more with each exhale. On the next exhale, gradually tighten your belly and move it toward your spine. Notice the wave-like motion of your spine as you continue breathing. Inhaling and exhaling like the waves in the ocean. Stay with the rhythm of your breath. When you begin your next inhale, notice that your diaphragm moves downwards, allowing the air to be drawn in and down. And when you exhale, notice that your diaphragm moves up, pushing the air up and out. It is a cycle. Inhale moves in and down. Exhale moves up and out, in and down, up and out. As your diaphragm moves, your breath moves. As your breath moves, your spine moves. Continue breathing in and out, evenly and rhythmically, slowly and gently, entering peace. Through this smooth, gradual, and even flow of your breath, your body is released back into its natural motion. We call this the wave. It is the motion of your breaths, the inhalation and exhalation of oxygen into your body. Continue in that rhythm, listening to the sound of your breath. Letting it wash over you like a pool of water. Wherever you are most comfortable, in the fresh water of a lake, floating down a raft on a stream, out in the middle of the ocean or by the shore. Take yourself there. Continue breathing. Pause within each breath. Notice the natural waves, the effortless pause, the moment of stillness. The pause between and in between each next breath. As we meditate in this breathing imagery, imagine we are purifying the water. Purifying the water that cycles in the ecosystem, internally and externally. Within our body and within the world. Communicate loving thought to every part of your body. Communicate loving thought to the oceans of the world. Imagine the changes in nature as the moisture rises up into the sky and gathers up in the heavens. forming drops of rain, falling down to earth, filling lakes and streams, filling the ocean, the seas. With filtered pure water, imagine the color blue. Allow the color blue, whatever color comes to mind, whatever shade or tint of blue you have that is the most healing for you, allow that color to be like a halo around you. Let it seep deep inside. Notice how your body feels at this time as you continue to breathe in more and more relaxed, more and more peaceful. Comforted. All of your muscles are relaxed. The water has washed away any tension, any limitations, restrictions on the possibilities and abundance that is ours. And yours. There is quiet. Quiet inside. The pause in between each breath. Know that this time is yours. Whether you have taken 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes. Taking time to meditate, to create positive visual imagery helps sustain you each day. I have a story. A king was traveling with his child through the wilderness, and when a king travels, his entire entourage travels along. Ministers, guards, attendants, and servants, all at the ready to serve their master and carry out his will. Suddenly, the procession ground to a halt. The king's child had a request. "Water," said the crown prince. "I want water." The king convened his cabinet to address the crisis. "My son is thirsty," he said to his ministers. But how is water to be obtained in the wilderness? After much deliberation, two proposals were laid before the throne. I shall dispatch ablest horsemen on my fastest steed, proposed the commander of the royal cavalry. They will ride to the nearest settlement and fill their water skins. Within the hour, there will be water for the prince. I shall put my men and equipment to the task, proposed the chief of the Royal Engineering Corps. They will erect a derrick and sink a well right here, on the very spot at which we have stopped. Before the day is out, there will be water for the prince. The king opted for the latter proposal, and soon the royal engineers were boring a well through the desert sand and rock. Toward evening, they reached a vein of water, and the prince's thirst was quenched. Why, asked the prince of his father, after he had drunk his fill, did you trouble your men to dig a well in this desert? After all, we have the means to obtain water far more quickly and easily. Indeed, my son, replied the king, such is our situation today, but perhaps one day, many years in the future, you will again be traveling this way. Perhaps you will be alone, without the power and privilege you now enjoy. Then, the well we dug today will be here to quench your thirst. But, father, said the prince, in many years, the sands of time will have refilled the well, stopping its water and erasing its very memory. My son, said the king, you have spoken with wisdom and foresight. This, then, is what we will do. We will mark the site of this well on our maps and preserve our maps from the ravages of time. If you know the exact spot at which this well has been sunk, you will be able to reopen it with a minimum of effort and toil. This we shall do at every encampment on our journey, resolved the king. We shall dig wells and mark their places on our map. We shall record the particular characteristics of each well and the method by which it can be reopened. So whenever and under whatever circumstances you will travel this route, you will be able to obtain the water that will sustain you on your journey. This is a parable by the master Yehezekel Panet. It was written in He Was Alive during 1783 to 1845. This was a story told by Zvi Meir Steinmetz. And I'm sure that as you listen in this meditation, it will be meaningful to you in your life, how we can improve the earth for this generation and the future generation. We are at the end of our meditation this week. Blessings to all in the coming week.